hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, worship Him. Hallelujah. There's nobody like Him. Hallelujah. Come on, there's a sweet presence of the Lord in this room. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus, to your name. Great and mighty is your name. How wonderful, how mighty, how great is your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for being here tonight. We thank the Lord for His beautiful presence that we feel in this house. You know, the scripture declares wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. There's a liberty that is in this house because of the Spirit of God. The scripture also declares that yokes are destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. Won't you lift your hands towards heaven right now? I want you to pray for the anointing of God. Hallelujah, to hit this place this night. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord, that your perfect will be done in this house tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you would do what only you can do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know the needs. Lord God, you are the need maker, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what is in this house. Father, I'm asking, Lord, that your perfect will be done in the hearts tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, move up and down the aisles, Lord. Let your will be done, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I give honor to the pastor of this house. Amen, Brother Roberts, for the opportunity to come and be with you all again this January. Amen. I want to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Also want to give honor to his wife. Amen. Thank the Lord for her leadership and her guidance in this church, as well as my family that's with me and all the other friends and church members that are here and people that have come from other churches. We thank the Lord for you being in the building tonight. I want to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to start at the 5th verse. It says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Hallelujah. For the hunger in us, Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord. The scripture declares, it says, by faith, Enoch was translated. The beginning of the scripture, the beginning of the chapter, the writer begins to describe and discuss faith. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, by it, elders obtained a good report. He begins to describe this substance called faith. And he begins to not only make mention of faith, but in dealing with faith, he references elders, leaders, great men of God, patriarchs, that had come before his time. And as he begins to deal with these elders, these are not just aged men, these are not just old men, but these are men who have been proven of God. These are reputable men. These are leaders that were leaders over the people of God. And as he gets ready to go into who these elders are, he doesn't just bring up anyone, but he begins to make mention of people who the children of Israel and the church at this moment are completely aware of. They've heard something about them. They've heard some things about these men. They've been taught about them from a young age. You got to understand that they're dealing with a different era of time. You got to understand that these people of God are in a position where it appears as if God has begun to bring about a great transition. You understand in the book of Hebrews, they begin to teach and they begin to speak about who Jesus is, and they talk about the sacrifice, and they talk about the priesthood of Jesus. So you got to understand that as the writer is dealing with this situation, and the whole book is basically speaking to the people of God about who Jesus is and what Jesus did. You got to understand that there's a covenant. When you begin to deal with the priests, you cannot deal with the priest without dealing with the sacrifice. And you cannot deal with the sacrifice without dealing with the blood. And it is then that you begin to recognize that there is a covenant. There's an agreement that is going on. And we know that when you deal with covenant, you deal with blood. And because of it, he is making reference. And he is basically informing them, making them aware of the things that are changing and the things that are moving forward. It's kind of like you step into a place and Jesus comes on the scene. Things have been going a certain kind of way for a particular amount of time. But the moment that Jesus leaves the earth, and the moment that Jesus not only leaves the earth, but the moment that Jesus rises from the grave, and Jesus walks among the people, and then he goes up into the heavens, and then the Holy Ghost comes down from the heavens, the people are left with a position on what do we do now? You gotta understand, the Bible lets us know that the law in itself was not perfect. We understand that people are not redeemed by the law. People are not delivered by the law. People, righteousness does not come by the law. And what is going on, the people of God are in a position, because these people are in a place where, once again, they have already been baptized. They've already been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God has already performed miracles, but after all of those things have occurred and after all the preaching, the people have now the responsibility to figure out, what do we do from here? Where do we go from here? You gotta understand that he's dealing with a group of people that at one time it was a priest that would come in, and would only the priest was the one that had access to God. It was the priest, and the people understood that if they were going to have relationship with God, it was going to have to be through a priest. But then they begin to realize now he is letting them know that there's not going to be another sacrifice going to be given and offered up. He's making the people aware that not only is there not going to be another sacrifice, but he makes the people aware that we now have a high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He is making the people of God aware that there is a transition. But in the midst of this transition, the way things have been is not the way things are going to be any longer. You gotta understand, he makes it known that Jesus has not come to do away with the law, but Jesus came to fulfill the law. You understand that as they begin to recognize who he is, as they begin to recognize who he is, it is then that they are, that he begins to reveal to them who they are. And we begin to recognize that now, we have access to God, and we don't have to go through a temple, or we don't have to go to a place that is made by man's hands to get a hold of God. But now God dwells on the inside of us. He begins to make him aware on what it's going to take now to please God. You understand, praise the Lord, that the whole reason why the children of Israel are even at this place, and the reason why, not just the children of Israel, but the church, praise the Lord, has come to this place, is because there was a man by the name of Abraham, praise the Lord, that decided that heard the voice of God. And when he heard the voice of God, he did not wait for God to make sense out of everything that God was speaking, but he began to pursue a city whose builder and maker is God. Can I tell you, church, that if you're waiting on everything to make sense before you obey the voice of God, you will stay in the position that you have always been. But it is when a person begins to realize that the voice that is speaking is not just the voice of a random spirit or the voice of a random man, but the voice that is speaking to you is the voice of the true and living God. You honor him on the authority of who he is, and you don't wait on him to come to where you are, but you honor the voice on who he is. And when he speaks to you, you take him at his word. Why? Because he is the word of God. He is the truth. He is alive. He is the one, praise the Lord, that possess all power in his hand. We understand the Bible declares that it is impossible for God to lie. Scripture declares that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. So what's going on, praise the Lord, he is making them know. He's making things, he is bringing some things to the attention of people, to the attention of God's people, making them aware, praise the Lord, of what it's going to take to please God from now on. You understand, praise the Lord, at one time or another, all it required for the people of God to do was just follow the letter of the law. If you just did what the law said do, praise the Lord, then basically the priest would take it from there. You really had no personal responsibility or personal obligation to relationship with God. And what I mean by that is that you really did not have to, have that personal interaction with God the way that we have our personal interaction with now. The connection. There were things that other people would do for you. The priests would go in for you. Praise the Lord. The people of God would go in for you. There were leaders that were put in place. There were kings that did things for you. But you got to understand that when a person is born again of the water and of the spirit, he has gained entry into the kingdom of God. So there were some things that you were dependent upon other people to do for you in one period of time. But now Jesus, because he is the high priest, praise the Lord, not only is he doing this thing for you, but there's some things that he wants to do in you and he wants to do through you. You gotta understand, praise the Lord, that there was a whole operation called the temple. And there was a work that went on in the temple. And there was a big operation that went on in the temple on a daily basis. But now God is saying that I don't want to employ people of God to go to a particular building to handle certain things in the temple on the daily basis. He said, but now you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not the brick and mortar, not the house that you go and you fellowship in, not the building that the people of God go and worship in. You gotta understand, praise the Lord, that the calling that comes with a person that is filled with the Holy Ghost is greater than the building that Solomon built for the presence of the Lord. Can I tell you, praise the Lord, that the blueprint, praise the Lord, the blueprint that Jesus came with when it comes down to the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of you was far greater than the blueprint that David had when it came down to figure out what he was going to build for the house of God. You gotta understand, praise the Lord, the Bible lets us know. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. He said, it's the evidence of things that are not seen. He begins to address the people of God that for by it the elders obtained the good report. That basically is implying that that what was sufficient for you yesterday is not sufficient for you tomorrow. There's some things that God is requiring out of you today that maybe he did not require out of you yesterday. You gotta understand, he begins to reference the patriarchs. He begins to reference great men and women of God of old. And he begins to say, he said, through faith, he said, understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. He begins to address some things. Why? Because before he deals with those elders, he needs to make the people of God understand how faith even operates. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Church, you are not going to have faith in God if you don't have any word in your life. You're not going to have any faith in God if you hear the word of God, but you minimize the word that is spoken in your life. You know, I find that oftentimes that it's very hilarious at times where sometimes people that say that they have struggles having faith with God also have a problem with paying attention when the preacher's preaching the word of God. Can I tell you that if you would be more hungry and more focused on the word of God when it was time to have faith in God, you would not be wrestling with two opinions. Why? Because you've learned how to have a love for the word of God. What do you mean, Brother Hurt? The Bible declares, praise the Lord, it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That means, praise the Lord, that there are some people that say, well, I believe it when I see it. There's another person that says, I wasn't there back then. Praise the Lord, I don't know who made it. Can I tell you, church, that either you're going to have faith in God or you're going to believe a lie. But I've come to tell you that you can't have faith in nothing else. It's either faith or it's deception. It's either faith or it's a lie. It's either faith or it's unbelief. You're either going to walk by faith or you're not going to believe God. But there are no other options that are out there. Buddha cannot produce faith. Allah cannot produce faith. Confucius cannot produce faith. Islam cannot produce faith. Hinduism cannot produce faith. Faith does not come from a belief. Faith does not come from a belief. Faith does not come from a man. But the Bible declares in the book of Romans, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How shall you hear without a preacher? How shall he preach except to be sent? I've come to tell you, church, that there is no faith outside of the word of God. The Bible declares there's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. The reason why there's only one faith is because there's only one word. The reason why there's only faith is because there's only one God. There's only one that speaks from heaven. And can I tell you that if you get a word from God and you got faith, I've come to tell you there's no other faith that's out there. Another person say, I'm of this faith. And another person says, I'm of that faith. I've come to tell you if there's multiple faiths that are out there, then you're saying that there's multiple gods that are out there. But there's only one God. The Bible declares, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Somebody in this room needs to shout and begin to worship that one true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just through faith we understand. It's just through faith we understand the world's refrain. So Brother Hood, what are you saying? Are you saying, praise the Lord, that I should just take somebody else's word for it? No, I'm saying take God's word for it. When you take God's word for it, my friend, you're not going to end up with a lie. If you take God's word, my friend, you're not going to end up confused. You're going to understand the Bible declares that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Anything outside of that is another author, and that author is an author of confusion. And the Bible declares that he is not the author of confusion, but he is the author and the finisher of our faith. If you're confused tonight, tell the devil he's a liar. If you are confused tonight, tell the devil I'm not going to receive you anymore. If you're dealing with confusion tonight, tell the devil I'm vacated out of your presence. You're leaving out of my mind. I'm going to receive the truth of God. I'm going to receive the word of God. And I'm going to walk in the faith of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's either confusion or it's faith. You're either going to walk in confusion or you're going to walk in faith. I don't care how educated an individual is. The Bible declares a fool has said in his heart that there is no God. There's some people that are out there, praise the Lord. They say, well, if there is a God, praise the Lord, how do you know it existed? How do you know that he created the world? You speak as though you have an understanding. You speak as if you were there, praise the Lord, first person. You speak as if you were there. But can I tell you, church, the Bible declares it's in him we live and move and have our being. He's in us all and above us all and through us all. Can I tell you that when I get a word from God, praise the Lord, it's like I was there in the beginning. I have an understanding about the world's being framed by faith in the word of God. I don't have to go to a college somewhere to get that understanding. I don't have to go and study the stones in the ground to get that understanding. I don't have to get on an aircraft and go outside of the world to get an understanding of where this world comes from. I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes in the book of Genesis, and the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was in our form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. You say you got an understanding? Yes, as I know the creator of all things. I know the word that formed the world. I know the word that spoke the world into the existence. Quit allowing the people of this world to dumb down the word that God has spoken. The world was created by the things that you don't see. The world was created by the word that you have faith in. Anything outside of it is confusion. Scripture declares, it says, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See, there's some people, praise the Lord, that want to study this world based upon the things that are seen. But God said, if you want to know something about creation, you got to go through the one that cannot be seen. Can I tell somebody in this room, the Bible declares, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. So the reason why he is dealing with the power of faith is because it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things that are not seen. It is addressing the fact, praise the Lord, that you cannot see faith. Faith does not make sense to the natural mind. Faith does not make sense to the natural man. Why? Because faith does not come from something that is seen, but faith comes from something that's unseen. The Bible declares, praise God, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Church, can I tell you, you cannot see God. Can I tell you, you cannot see the word of God. Can I tell you, you cannot see the voice of God. But can I tell you that when you have faith, when you hear him, my friend, there is something that happens. You cannot see God. You cannot smell God. My friend, praise the Lord, you cannot see his voice. You cannot see his spirit. You cannot see his nature. But my friend, you can hear his voice. My friend, you can hear his spirit. And if you will hear what the word of God has got to say, can I tell you, all things are possible to them that believe. It's when I hear him that faith is conceived. And when faith is conceived, absolutely nothing is impossible to them that believe. The devil cannot stop you from hearing. But one thing the devil wants to do, my friend, is stop you from believing. He wants you to say, oh, well, that's just me. Oh, well, maybe that's just a coincidence. Church, can I tell you, if the devil won't coincidentally tell you to have faith in God, the devil is the author of confusion. Not God. The devil is not going to coincidentally tell you to believe that God can do a miracle in your life. The devil is not going to coincidentally tell you that here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. The devil wants to tell you the complete opposite of what God has got to say. But can I tell you, church, that Lord is not divided. I keep talking about he's one God. You can't divide one from one and end up with zero. My friend, you can divide one from one, and when it's over, when it's done, you'll still have one God. Can I tell you, church, he's all in all and through you all. Somebody in this room needs to get excited, because your God has all power and all might in his hand. If he says it, he will do it. He said, my word will go forth and will not return back void, but it will accomplish what it is set out to do. Going on, church, is it says that faith, praise the Lord. So faith, the reason why people have a tendency to kind of dumb down their faith, and the reason why some people have a hard time about sharing their faith, is because everybody can't see their faith. Praise the Lord. Everybody can't see the source of where they got their faith from. But church, you might not be able to see my source, but my friend, you can see the fruit that will come forth from my faith and my source. Jesus said, the Son of Man doth nothing of himself. He said, I only do that which I see the Father do. Some of us, praise the Lord, are trying to show people the world about who Jesus is on the front end. But God said, I am revealed through the back end. Gotta understand, some of us want to show the world, if you would. We want to show, I don't believe God. I can't see God. Can I tell you, church, if you want to see God, you got to go through Jesus. The Bible declares that Jesus is the expressed image of God. If you see me, you have seen the Father. Can I tell somebody in this room that when you see Jesus, you see God? Somebody in this house needs to turn and look at somebody and say, you know what? I've never seen the Father before, but every time I look at Jesus, I see my daddy. I see my God. I see my Father. How can you say that when he's flesh? I'll tell you how. The book of John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. You want to walk with God? Come walk with Jesus. He is the door. He is the entrance. He is the gateway unto the Father. There is no other door, because there is no other God. So what are you saying, Brother Hurd? You got to trust God when he speaks to you. I don't care what somebody's got to say. You got to trust him and know that you've heard from God. Can I tell you, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Church, when you get a word from God and you have faith in God, praise the Lord, it mobilizes God, the function in your life. He said, if two or three people come together in my name, he said, I will be in the midst of them. Church, he is bound by that word. I understand he's got a name. It's highly exalted, and he has highly exalted that name, that every knee shall bow to that name and every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus is Lord. But church, can I tell you that before he had a name, he had a word, and he said he exalts his word even above his own name. Throughout scriptures, his names change. But throughout scripture, his words never change. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I've come to tell you that when you have faith in God, you got faith to move mountains. You have faith in God. You have faith to speak to this mountain and command it to move. And it's got to go. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. See, Cain offered up a sacrifice, but God wasn't just looking for any kind of sacrifice. He was looking for a more excellent sacrifice. Church, the devil wants you to just be satisfied with what you're producing for God. The devil wants you to be satisfied with the lifestyle that you're living. Wants you to be but God said, that's not acceptable to me. He said, I'm looking for something more excellent. See, I understand that Cain gave the Lord what he had. But Abel gave the Lord what God gave him. See, you got to understand that when Cain offered up the sacrifice unto the Lord, he offered it without faith in God. But church, when Abel offered the sacrifice, he considered who his God was first. God said, before you make the next move, consider my power. Before you step out on the next storm, consider my power. Before you take the next doctor's report, consider my power. I've come to tell you, church, when you consider who God is, he can show you what you thought could never happen. Maybe Cain offered up a sacrifice. If you would, maybe Cain offered up a sacrifice unto God. Praise the Lord. Thinking that maybe I'm going to give God this, but I can't give him much more. Why? Because this is all I got right here. But Abel, church, Abel said, I consider you to be my source. I consider you, praise the Lord, to be the one that created everything that I have. So therefore, I'm going to give
give, not according to who I am, but when I give to you, I'm a give according to who you are. Church, that's the separation between Cain's sacrifice and Abel's sacrifice. Cain gave according to the flesh, but Abel gave according to the spirit. He gave according to who God was and not according to what he wasn't. The Lord said, I want you to walk by faith. And when you walk by faith, you're not praying according to who you are. You're praying according to who he is. I've come to tell you, church, that what is a game changer is not who you are, but it's who you is, who he is. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel the Spirit of God in this house. I feel faith building in this house. I feel miracles in this house. Somebody's going to get delivered in this house. Somebody's home is going to be changed tonight in this house. Somebody's going to get healed in this house. Somebody is getting ready to step out and do the miraculous in this house.
He says, by which he obtained the witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. The Lord declared him to be righteous when he denies himself and acknowledges who God is. Can I tell you, church, no man is righteous on his own. There is no righteousness outside of God. He has to be first. He's got to be first in your decision. Have you considered God? Have you considered God when you made that house payment? Have you considered God when the doctor said your life is going to come to an end? Have you considered God when he told you to go out and go build that building? Have you considered God? Praise the Lord. When God tells you to step out and do something that you don't have, can I tell you that faith is a substance of things hoped for? It's the evidence of things that are not seen. I don't move according to what I have. I can move according to who he is. Oh, you can get a miracle if you know who he is. You can be healed of the blindness if you know who he is. The cancer will fall off your body if you know who he is. The money will come if you know who he is. Deny who you are and acknowledge who he is. The world was framed not off of who you are, but the world was framed off of who he is. He is the Word of God. He says, and by it, he being dead, yet speaks. Why? Because when he gave according to who he was. You want to realize, you want to see why faith was able to live on after everybody died? Because God says it's impossible for God to die. Church, you got to understand that faith comes from God. It's a direct, it's a direct fruit from the Word of God. And God said, my word will go back, will go forth, and will not return back void, but it will accomplish what it set out to do. Abraham died, but the world's still moving. Abraham died, but the world's still moving. Isaac died, but the world's still moving. You say, well, why isn't faith over with? Faith might have began. Faith, technically, we see it beginning with Abel. But to be honest with you, we understand Abraham as the father of faith. It may begin there, but it doesn't end there.
What's in church? You got to understand, praise the Lord, that faith might start off in a place, but it won't end there. We move from faith to faith. We move from glory to glory. We've got to learn how to reference what God did for us yesterday, to trust that God can do even more for us tomorrow. I've come to tell you, you've never seen your greatest miracle. I've come to tell you, you haven't seen the greatest breakthrough. You haven't seen the greatest revival. You haven't seen the greatest power of God sweep through this nation. It gets greater and greater. It gets heavier and heavier. It gets more powerful and more powerful. Stand to your feet right now. Lift your hands. By faith. I want you to worship God.
Hallelujah.
Come on. By faith, it's not according to who you are. When you worship him by faith, it's according to who he is. Come on. Faith is a complete denial of itself and a complete acknowledgement of him. And I resist the urge to put me in the picture. I resist the urge to put what I see in the equation. Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Come on. Come on. Somebody's going to get thirsty tonight. Come on. Somebody's faith is going to produce righteousness tonight. Come on. Somebody's going to get filled tonight. Them that thirst and hunger after righteousness. Come on. He said they shall be filled. Come on. Come on, that's it. Mamanda basata la bakuhubas. Come on, I surrender myself. Come on, you can be healed tonight if you have faith in God. Come on, he'll deliver you. He can deliver you if you have faith in God. He'll forgive you if you have faith in God. He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost if you have faith in God. He'll save your family if you have faith in him. Come on. Faith to move you to action. Faith to make you do something. Even when you can't see it. When I step out on it, I've got a blessed hope. Come on. Come on, faith. faith to make you get up and do something that won't nobody else do. Faith made Peter get up out the boat and begin to walk on water. Faith made David go from the back of the line and say, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" Faith made him run after the giant with a sling and a stone. Faith made the woman with the issue of blood get out of her house and change her posture and come run to an altar. Come run and say that I might touch the hem of his garment. I shall be whole. Faith made blind Bartimaeus open up his mouth and cry out Jesus. And when they told him to be quiet, he cried out even the more and says, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Faith to make you cry out for mercy. Come on. Faith to make you ignore who you are and make you move based upon who he is. He's a good God. I'm coming to him because he's a merciful God. Faith to make you see that he's a miracle worker. Faith to make you see that he's a great physician. Faith to make you see that he's a healer. Faith to make you see that he's a high priest. Faith to make you see that he's a Lamb of God. There ain't no hope in you. There's hope in his word. Come on, there's hope in him. Come on, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Come on. Come on. What pleases God is when somebody steps out by faith. What pleases God is when somebody steps out by faith. Somebody, I don't know who you are, but God's talking to somebody in this room right now. Come on, I don't know who you are. God's talking to somebody in this room right now. You do what he tells you to do. You got to step out by faith. Needs don't move God. Your faith does. He might not meet your need, but he'll meet your faith. And if you have faith that he'll meet your need, he'll move on your faith. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you can sit there and have a need all day long, but when you move with faith, come on, somebody has to move in faith. Faith to make you believe some ridiculous stuff. Faith to make you do some stuff that don't make sense. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, the Lord's giving instruction right now. Come on, the preacher is not what dictates the flow. Come on, the spirit is what dictates the flow. But when the word speaks, when God speaks to you, you got to submit yourself and obey the voice of God. Come on, you're waiting for faith to make you comfortable before you move. But faith not concerned about who you are. Faith is concerned about who he is. Confusion to say, what if I don't do it? What if he doesn't do it for me? Faith says, I know he's going to do it. Confusion wants to challenge your faith. But I'm going to let this mind be in me that was also in Jesus. Come on, somebody in this room. You can sit there and beg all night long, but God said, I'm not moving by your begging, I'm moving by your faith. Come on. Come on. Come on, some of you, God is speaking words straight to your spirit. Some of us want to dictate how we're going to get the miracle. No, he dictates to it. You got to release faith. You say, preacher, I want a prophecy. He's giving you a word. Step out on faith. Come on. Come on, that's it in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You've got to step out on faith, not wait for somebody else to do something. Hallelujah. If you need the Holy Ghost, begin to call on them right now. Come on, God wants to break some barriers down in this church. Come on, God wants to break some barriers down in your spirit. Come on, God wants to break some barriers down in your life so that you can walk by faith. He's not attracted to your preacher. He's attracted to your faith. Come on, you got to step up. You got to tell fear, I'm going to obey God. Come on, this is apostolic right now. Come on, he said, when two or three people come together in his name, he's in the midst of it. Come on, in the name of Jesus. If you need healing in your body, grab somebody. Say, I need healing. I believe he'll do it right now. I believe he'll heal me right now. I believe he'll move right now by the power and by the authority that's in the name of Jesus. I command every sickness and every infirmity in this house to leave right now by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it in the name of Jesus. Come on, I command the feeling to come back in your body right now by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Cry out to him in faith. Pray for somebody in faith. Take authority over it in faith. he said, when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on one finger, he said he'll do it. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God said, exercise your faith. He said, I'll move towards you according to their faith. I will heal according to your faith. I will deliver according to their faith. I will move according to their faith. Come on, the Lord said, George, I will heal according to their faith. He said, I will move according to their faith. He said, I will bring down according to their faith. Church, you got to step out by faith. In the name of Jesus. Take authority over it by faith. Command it to go by faith. Come on, stand up in faith. Come on, if you have the faith to believe, he'll heal her eyes. Lay hands on them. If you have the faith to believe that God will raise you out of your wheelchair, stand up. He will do according to your faith. He will move according to your faith. Jesus. Come on, I want you to stretch your faith out. Stretch them. Take the shackles off of your faith. Take the unbelief out of your faith. Fill your hearts with faith. Fill your mind with faith. We release faith in this house tonight by the power and by the authority that's in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I want you to try out if you are sick in your body and they've been praying for you, try it out right now. Come on, I want you to do what the doctor said you could not do. If you can receive prayer and faith, you can do what they prayed for by faith. Somebody here, I got faith to believe that when I leave here tonight, I won't need an insulin pump. I got faith to believe that when I leave here tonight, I won't need blood pressure medication. Come on, somebody has got to release your faith. God wants to activate you. God wants to activate you. God wants to activate your faith. Come on. Come on. We got to start trusting the power. power that's in our brothers and sisters. We got to start trusting the power that's in our brothers and sisters. Instead of you coming to me, believing God to use me, I want you to go to your brother and sister, somebody you don't know, and say, I believe that God will use you. I believe that God will use you. It's not your brother that moves a mountain. It's not your sister that moves a stone. It's your faith that moves a mountain. It's you've got to release your faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Mandaba Satalabakaya. Oh. Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Amanda Basoto. Come on, Metchin. Amanda Basoto. Come on, that's it, everybody. Lift your hands right now. Begin to worship the Lord. Come on, begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. I feel the wind flowing through this house. Come on, that's it. I feel another wave getting ready to sweep through this house right now. Come on, that's it. I need somebody to worship him. Open your mouth in faith right now. Come on, there's healing flowing through this house right now. Oh, come on, that's it. Oh, mama, mama, choco, mama. Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, mama. Church, lift your hands. There's a change that is taking place. There's a shift that is taking place in this hour. The scripture talks very plainly concerning the need for the body and the significance of each member of the body. The Bible speaks very clear concerning members of the body, speaking to what they consider a lower member of the body, and speaking as if that lower member or that lesser member is not significant. The scripture speaks very clear concerning the need for the greatest member of the body and the lesser member of the body. Church, many of us in this hour, the church has come to a place where we only esteem a few members of the body. And we ignore what we consider the lower members of the body. And it is because of that, when it comes down to believing God to use and flow, when God desires to flow and release certain giftings in churches, many churches cannot see those giftings operating at the capacity that God designed and desired it. And it is because many members of the body only esteem a few members of the body instead of esteeming the whole body itself. Church, you have to understand that we are the body of Christ. And we have got to come to a place where we can receive not just from a few, but receive from all. In this house tonight, there are people in this room that God has already touched. There's people in this room that God's already healed. There's people in this room that God's already delivered. But many of us in this room tonight, we are fighting a traditional spirit where we kind of only esteem people that are, you know, recognized, if we would. And we neglect what God is able to do through someone that maybe you've never seen work a miracle before. There are people that are sitting in this room that you've got prophetic words burning in your heart for other people in this room, but because there is no liberty to receive from someone that does not look or is not esteemed like everybody else, the word that God wants to give you, he can't give it to you because you don't have the faith to receive it. And then the other person, they are afraid to give it to you because they don't have the faith to believe that you will receive it. Church, we have got to get to the place, and what God is trying to do tonight is God is warning to begin to activate this body. You gotta understand, there are things that churches
churches all around this world, they bring in a few guys and they're like, well, you know, when there's somebody dying of cancer, people, they get in their car and they drive clear across the country to go be in a particular revival with a particular evangelist to believe that God will heal through that particular evangelist. There are people, praise the Lord, that when they're going through something, they don't know what to do, they'll hop on a plane and they'll go clear across the country. They're going to see a particular prophet so that they can receive a word, but yet they go to a church that's got 50 people, 40 people, 100 people, 200 people, and they've got the same spirit that the man has over there. Listen, church, your answer is in this room right now. The healing that God has for you, it's in this room right now. Come on, I believe that if we would begin to ask God, Lord, restore unto us a confidence that we would have an honor for my brother and sister. Where I know you no longer after the flesh, but I know each of you after the spirit. Come on, church. There's some people in this room, praise the Lord, that are getting ready to break out in revival. Come on, there's some churches that are going to get a hold of this, and revival's going to break out. They're going to say who the evangelist is. They're going to say, no, it's not the evangelist that brought it. It's the Holy Ghost that brought it. Church, the Holy Ghost is in you. If many of you would pull on God for the answer, like I feel some of you pulling on me to give you a prophecy or to come and lay hands on you, God will heal you right where you're at. He will speak the word directly to you right where you're at. You've got more faith in me than you have faith in God. But my friend, if you would just have faith in God, he'll move the mountain. If you will just have faith in God, he will release the word. If you will have faith in God only. You believe that God hears me. But you don't believe that God hears you. The devil has lied to you. Can I tell you that the Bible said, lo, I will be with you always until the end of the world. You've got to understand that the Bible does not authorize you to have faith in me. But if you will have faith in God, God will use anybody in this room. What are you saying? I remember years ago, I would say if Jesus came and laid hands on you, would you believe you would be healed immediately? They said, oh yes. Well, Jesus' flesh is just like everybody else's flesh. He said, greater works than these shall you do when I return unto my Father. If I work, or if your brother or sister works a miracle, it can only be by way of Jesus. The same spirit that was working in Jesus must be the same spirit working through you. Your faith is not in the vessel. Your faith is in the God that is inside of the vessel. What I want you to do, I want everybody in this room to stretch your hands. Like I told you, I want this place to turn into complete righteous pandemonium. The Bible declares that when they believe God, when they have faith in God, like I told you, they ignored who they were and only acknowledged who God was. I want you to ignore right now. I want you to cast down out of your mind and out of your heart every thought about yourself. It's if you are complete conduit used of God. It's if you are no longer in the picture. It's if you are just nothing more than just a willing vessel. I am a surrendered vessel. I want every person in this room to become a surrendered vessel right now. Come on, and by that, as you're surrendering your vessel by faith, come on, as you surrender your vessel by faith, come on, I want you to do what Abel did and offer up a sacrifice that ignores yourself and only acknowledges God. I want you to open your mouth and release it right now by faith. Come on, let your mouth be full with faith. Let your heart be filled with faith. Let your mind be filled with faith. Come on, and while you're doing that, with all the power and with all the authority that lies in the Word of God, that lies in the Holy Ghost, that's on the inside of you, I want you to take your hand and lay your hand upon your neighbor, and I want you to begin to pray until something shakes. I want you to begin to take authority by faith. Take authority by faith. Speak to it by faith. Command it by faith. Speak a word by faith. Prophesy by faith. Minister by faith. By faith. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. Become a conduit. Become a vessel. Surrender yourself. And let the Lord work miracles through you this day. Them that know their God shall be strong and will do exploits. Come on, exploits are happening right now. Healing is moving right now. Come on, miracles, they're falling right now by the power and by the authority. Come on, the Basataba. Whoa, I feel it. I feel it. Come on, church. Have faith in God. Come on. Come on. Come on. You've got to receive it right now. You've got to receive it right now. You got to believe that it's done and step out on it right now.
step out on it right now. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how it looks. Step out in faith. Glory to the King. Oh yeah, I feel him in this house. Come on. Mama never showed you love my God. Glory to your name. Jesus. Come on, keep worshiping him. Come on, keep praying. You need to focus with all of your might, all of your faith. I believe God. Come on. Come on, that's it. Now lift up your voice like a trumpet right now. Whoa. Come on, lift up your voice like a trumpet right now. Lift up your voice. Jesus. Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. I hear the sound of victory in this house. Lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Shout in the voice of triumph. Shout in the voice of praise. Shout in the voice of triumph. Shout in the voice of praise. Shout unto God for the victory. A shout of praise. Triumph. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout with the voice of triumph.
Come on, somebody shout.
The voice of praise. Shout unto God for the victory.
Come on, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, hey, give the Lord a shout of praise. Shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout unto God for the victory. Hey, hey, give the Lord a shout of praise. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout with the voice.
Dismissed in Jesus. Jesus' name, greet one another. Have a great time in the Holy Ghost.